Luke 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So this is how Jesus came to be born in Bethlehem. Very familiar passages to one who's grown up in a Christian society, going to church, celebrating Christmas, obviously. This scene has been played over again and again. The Son of God, wrapped in the swaddling clothes, and laid in a manger. A manger is like an animal's eating trough. And you think about that. That God would come in his incarnation in such a humble way. It's just the sort of way you would want God to come. Though worthy of greater honors, and though worthy of comfort, and worthy of all manner of adoration, and though he had better coming based on his stature, he humbled himself and came in the most humble way. So this pregnant girl ends up giving birth and placing her child in the place where the animals feed. Verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Very unusual. How many babies have you found in animal troughs? So instead of announcing this to kings, instead of announcing this to the wealthy, God chose to announce it to some shepherds abiding in the fields, watching over their flocks. Because the admiration of one man is as good as the admiration of another in the sight of God. God does not value to be admired of a king any more than he values to be admired of a shepherd. God, to God, there's no difference. As it is written, God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care what type of person we are, who we think we are, or whether we're no one. God chooses based on his own will, his own purposes, which he purposes in himself. Jesus came to be Savior of the Jews, but the good tidings and great joy that were brought about by the Messiah were to all people, to all the nations of the world. Salvation by Jesus Christ is possible. And the pagans to the south and to the north and to the east and the west, it is good tidings for all of them. Through Christ, we can become part of God's nation. Through Christ, we can become the sons of God. And this is good tidings. Verse 13. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The sending forth of Messiah is the goodwill of God towards man. To send forth one who could redeem them from their wretched and sinful state, that they might become the heirs of eternal life, and of righteousness and of salvation. What goodwill God has shown. God is good to man. Man has already had God's goodness in that we are alive. Well, it's manifest that we need not live. We're not necessary to creation. There's nothing about our existence that is, has to be. We don't have to be. But God in His mercy has given us life. And in sending His Son, He has given us also an opportunity at eternal life. A prize that no man is worthy of. And no man can attain to. So God's Savior, Jesus, Him being sent, is the most utter sign of the goodwill of God towards man. And God's, which means God's willingness to do good toward man. Verse 15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they were all there together. One thing, when you have a vision in common, it's one thing when you think you have a vision, you think, oh, was I dreaming? Was I, you know, but when several people are there together and we all see the same thing, you know it's a vision. And the shepherds are pretty clear about what they're going to do. Let's go see this baby. You know, wow, this baby, this strange thing. And it's like, you know, and what they're expecting to see, a baby in an animal trough. I mean, that's a very simple sort of sign. I'll give you a sign. A baby in a manger. Okay, I guess this is what God has made known to us. This is what's happening. And that baby who's sitting in that trough happens to be the Messiah, the Savior, the Christ. Verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. An amazing thing. Imagine them in the most naturally curious, excited way, making haste to see a non-event in the eyes of the entire world. It's only because they have special knowledge of what this means that it means anything. You know, you see a baby laying in an animal trough, you might shake your head and say, oh, what's this world coming to? What's this world coming to? Now, even our mothers are forced to place their babies into the things that animals eat out of, in a dog food bowl. I'm just giving you a parallel. Didn't have enough for a cradle. Put him in the dog's dish.